This is Dr. Indigo getting dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Reynaldo Carbajal Jr. Date of birth, July the 3rd, 1967. Case ID number is 543-8257. Date of exam, April the 25th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Jose Lozano, dated 12/5/2022. Identifying information. This is a 55-year-old married male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of 20 to 30% burn of his body in 2019, comma, asthma/COPD, comma, back problems/decreased ambulation, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, hypertension, comma, and anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked in the oil fields and construction for 35 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is presently working. The claimant also states that he was a welder at one time. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, 20 to 30% burn of his body in 2019. Number two, asthma/COPD. Number three, back problems/decreased ambulation. Number four, hypothyroidism. Number five, hypercholesterolemia. Number six, hypertension. Number seven, anxiety. History of allegations. Number one, 20 to 30% burn of his body in 2019. The claimant states that in 2018, he was in a flash fire accident in which 20 to 30% of his body was burned. He states his face was burned, lumbar sacral back area, and his legs, especially his left leg. The claimant states that he developed neuropathy secondary to the burn and had to be transported to Brook Medical Center to the burn unit where he was treated for his burns. He was hospitalized for 1 week, and his burns were second to third degree burns. No graft placements were needed, and no surgery or other injections were given. His condition was treated conservatively. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, pain that he usually feels in the morning, and numbness of his hands, and occasional pain and neuropathy of his back and lower legs. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. The claimant can drink from a coffee cup, but only with his left hand. He states that he has right arm weakness. The claimant did present with a cane that he uses when he goes out. His physician is Dr. Jose Lozano. He is presently on no medications for pain, and he does do physical activity of raking the yard and other yard work when he has time. He also states that he likes to sweep the garage. Allegation number two, asthma/COPD. The claimant states that in 2019 he was diagnosed with emphysema comma, asthma, comma, bronchitis, and allergies. He states his shortness of breath is precipitated by walking one block, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, and with seasonal changes. He denies any history of smoking. The claimant has never been hospitalized or in the emergency room for his asthma or intubated. He has been placed on inhalers and steroids and was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and asthma. He states that on October the 19th, they did perform, pulmonary function tests, which were abnormal, according to the claimant. We do not have the results here in the medical records. His oxygen saturation today was 98%, and he does not. He is presently on Breo Ellipta, 100 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD, albuterol sulfate, 2.5 milligrams / 3 milliliters of the 0.083% nebulizer solution, TID, Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD, His condition appears to be stable at this time, and he is not in any kind of respiratory distress. Allegation number 3, back problems with decreased ambulation. The claimant states that in 2020, he started to fall secondary to neuropathy of his legs. He states the character of the pain that he has is a stabbing pain in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his left leg. No surgeries have been performed. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. He does have a cane that he uses when he goes out, which was not prescribed. His daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and sweeping the garage, as well as doing yard work. His physician is Dr. Lozano. He has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive 8 sessions of physical therapy. He is presently on no medications for pain. He was diagnosed with lumbago and probable mononeuropathy, possibly coming from his burns, with vitamin B12 deficiency. His physical exam appears to be normal at this time. Allegation number 4, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2019, he was diagnosed with primary mild hypothyroidism. He was started on a level thyroxine, 50 micrograms POQD. He has been told that his levels are normal at this time. However, he continues to take his medication. He appears to be stable and doing well. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2019, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He denies any myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accidents. He was started on atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. They have been checking his levels, and he's been told that his levels are normal at this time. Allegation number 6, high blood pressure. The claimant states that in 2010, he was having symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and frontal headaches that he had been having 2 weeks prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He denies any blurred vision, comma, myocardial infarction, comma, cerebrovascular accident, comma, or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 156 over 105 mmHg. He states that when he goes to see a physician, he usually has a very high blood pressure because he gets anxious. He is on multiple medications for his condition, which include carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams BID, uh, which does not appear to be controlling his blood pressure at this time. However, the claimant was anxious. Allegation number 7, anxiety. The claimant states that since he had the burn in 2018, he has had nervousness, decreased appetite, insomnia, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and decreased energy. He denies any suicidal ideation or any kind of suicidal attempts. He is presently on no medications for anxiety. Family history. His father died of colon cancer at the age of 82. His mother is alive and in good health. Medications. Breo elliptic, 100 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD. Albuterol inhaler solution, 0.083%. TID. Atorvastatin calcium, 40 milligrams POQD. Claritin, 10 milligrams POQD. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligrams BID. Probenecid / colchicine BID. Losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, 100 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms QD. Montelukast, 10 milligrams QD. Medical problems. Bilateral leg weakness, comma. Asthma with allergic rhinitis, comma. 20 to 30% body surface area of burns to the lower extremities due to an accident. Mild depression, comma. Dermatophytosis, onychomycosis of the toenails. Fibromyalgia, comma. Gout, comma. Hyperlipidemia, familiar hypercholesterolemia. Hyperlipoproteinemia, mixed. Hypertension, systemic. Hypertensive heart disease without heart failure. Neuropathy of the lower limb. And history of hypothyroidism. Social history. Tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states that he drinks 8 to 9 beers every weekend for 40 years. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant does have a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He states the last time he used it was in 2000. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit. Weight, 198 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 5.5 inches tall. BP, 152 over 106 mmHg. Heart rate, 85 beats per minute. Respiration, 14 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 33.5. General. This is a 55-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife. H-E-E-N-T, could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/30. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. The claimant did have spasms of the right upper extremity and appeared to have some atrophy. This could have been secondary to nerve damage. Measurements of the right forearm was 24 centimeters, and of the left forearm was 25 centimeters. He did appear to have atrophy of the right upper extremity, and the claimant had spasmic muscle movements noted of the right upper extremity. Could you drop down to skin? There is an 18 by 10 centimeter burn area of the lumbar sacral back area, which appears to be well healed. The claimant states that he also has some burn areas of the left lower leg, which were minimal. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the lumbar sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and some tenderness of the right upper extremity with atrophy of the right upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the left upper and lower extremities, and decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right upper extremities. It was also noted that the claimant has some mild atrophy of the right upper extremity. Straight leg raise exam and the supine and sitting position was normal. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch for the right upper extremity and for the lumbar sacral back area where he had a burn. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he does require a cane at this time for balance. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 for the left hand and plus 4 over 5 for the right. The claimant was able to grasp, pinch, oppose fingers, and make a full closed fist with both hands. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right upper extremity where it was mildly decreased. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right upper extremity and plus 4 over 5 for all other tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-ray of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand and to a lesser degree with the right upper extremity. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for mild right upper extremity atrophy with spasms. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk fairly well, but does need a cane for support. There is a normal grip strength for the left hand and mildly decreased grip strength for the right at plus 4 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted for the right hand and normal for the left. On examination, the claimant shows muscle wasting of the right upper extremity and some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild right upper extremity weakness, along with lumbar sacral back discomfort. Probable diagnoses: number one, 20 to 30% burn of the body in 2019, dash confirmed with physical examination. Number two, asthma / COPD, dash chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, dash confirm with medical records, normal physical exam at this time. Oxygen saturation was 98%, which is normal. Number three, back problems with decreased ambulation may be secondary to mononeuropathy of the lumbar sacral back area. Physical examination was grossly normal. X-rays were also normal. Number four, hypothyroidism, dash mild, secondary to primary hypothyroidism, being treated at this time, appears to be stable. Number five, hypercholesterolemia, dash being treated at this time. He has been told that his levels are normal. His condition is stable. Number six, high blood pressure, being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 156 over 105 mmHg. The claimant states when he goes to the doctor that his blood pressure usually goes up because of anxiety. Number seven, anxiety, dash, not being treated at this time, appears to be fairly well controlled. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ronaldo Carbajal Jr.